50 years ago, when I was a young child, I would watch a TV show called Home Run Derby.
Okay.
And now it was a laughable, stupid show
that
no one watched.
It was an actual.
You didn't even watch it.
I don't even know. It was
in an empty ballpark that was called Wrigley Field in L.A. Not the Wrigley Field of Chicago. There was one in L.A. as well.
Wow. All right. And what did they do? Real ball players?
And they had real ball players. Mickey Mantle, Hank Aaron. Man. The greatest players of that era.
I would have watched that. Yeah. When was it on?
No. It was boring beyond belief.
No, that'd be interesting.
50 years later, the Home Run Derby now is a bigger attraction than games. How do you figure that? We better get Jay Black from clickclack.com, jblackcomedy.com, to explain this to us. Jay, how do you get those kind of numbers for a Home Run Derby?
I think the best way to get any numbers in sports is to remove Chris Berman. I think that goes a long way. This was the first year that Berman wasn't on there, so I think that actually led to it. But honestly, in 2015, Major League Baseball addressed this issue to some degree. I think that they agreed with you, and most people did. The Home Run Derby, you know, when you move from the steroid era to 2015, it's down every year in rating. Yeah. They get rid of the 10-out rule, and they go to a timed Home Run Derby, which lets the players not be as tired when they swing.
Get ready to go.
And,
I'm sorry. I don't know what that was, Jay. Sorry.
I have no idea. Sometimes the drugs kick in, and I think that's just me. but, yeah, I think this year is, the culmination of Major League Baseball doing something they don't normally do, changing things up, and people are enjoying the new format.
I know, but this is the tinsel. The game is do we have numbers yet on the game? I'm dying to know if the Home Run Derby got better numbers than the game. Because it got numbers than the Pro Bowl, and it got better numbers than the NBA All-Star Game. That's insane.
So Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game actually did about 22 million. So
okay,
it was
so
about
it
three times the number of the Home Run Derby. But it still got beat by America's Got Talent. So, you know, America still hasn't really embraced the All-Star Game. But that's our most popular All-Star Game is Major League Baseball.
And you do believe there is a factor that Chris Berman was not involved.
I think that when you're looking at, you know, the ESPN of the Home Run Derby, Chris Berman, whether you like him or not, he is an old-fashioned component to that, and I don't think people really liked him towards the end there.
Al, would you like to concede the point about Chris Berman now with me? I've been making it for years, and I've been right. You keep contesting it because you know him and like him.
Yeah.
He stunk.
Well, at the end, it got old, but I, you know.
In the end, he got old.
The act got a little bit old, but I think with Aaron Judge there, I think they would have big numbers.
Judge because of the big home runs. All right, Jay, here's the other thing, the Emmys, right?
Yes.
Now, it's amazing now because almost no network shows ever get nominated for Emmys anymore. But but I just want to know who got screwed the worst. Of all these different shows, who really got snubbed? Hmm.
In my opinion, the biggest snub of the year goes to Michael McKean on Better Call Saul for Best Supporting. I don't know if you're watching Better Call Saul.
I do. He's great in it. Great.
I mean, and this was his best year. I mean, what he went through in those 10 episodes, I mean, I've seen so many feature articles talking about how great he is. And for the Academy to award a nomination to the two leads, it's fine, but McKean is doing the best job on that show.
And he didn't get
He did not get a nomination. I also thought Ted Danson from The Good Place. I think Rhea is a fan of The Good Place.
Rhea, you like that?
I've never even seen it.
She really likes it.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
It's a show on NBC. It's a comedy.
Kristen
about
Bell.
Afterlife.
No?
Afterlife.
It's in the afterlife.
It's
they're supposed to be up in heaven, but then they're in hell.
I'll wait till I get there to watch it.
Jay, how about Girls, the show on HBO that was the groundbreaking show? They get to their final season. They got nothing, right? In the end, after all that, Lena Dunham, nothing when it mattered the most.
Yeah, that's a show that it's funny. I think if you're doing shows that appeal to millennials, that's a real quickly moving target. And you go 5 years ago, and it was the most of the moment show. And I honestly feel like a lot of kids think that show is old fashioned at this point. It's so establishment. One last snub. I don't know if you're a Mr. Robot fan, but Rami Malek, who is the lead on Mr. Robot, he was the winner last year,
and
this year he wasn't even nominated. Didn't even get nominated this year.
That's unbelievable. Well, it's always good to see other people getting screwed. We like that. JayBlackComedy.com. Don't miss him. He's in your area soon telling jokes. All right, by the